This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Japan's top government spokesman said on Tuesday it was extremely important to maintain the framework of Group of Seven meetings. Now, the comment comes after U.S. President Donald Trump said on Monday that he has not yet decided whether to invite Russian President Vladimir Putin to this year's summit meeting.
I certainly would invite him to the meeting. I think he's an important factor, but we will invite certain people that aren't in the G7.
Russia was expelled from the then so-called G8 group in 2014 after annexing the Crimea region from Ukraine. The Japanese chief cabinet secretary also said it is up to the United States, this year's chair country, to decide what form the forthcoming summit will take. Russian President Vladimir Putin says his country has become the first in the world to formally approve a new COVID-19 vaccine. President Putin announced the development during a meeting with his government ministers on Tuesday that was carried live on state television. He said the vaccine had undergone all the necessary checks to ensure its safety, adding that his own daughter has been inoculated in an early testing phase. The president said his daughter ran a slight fever on the first day, but her temperature dropped to normal the following day. Russian authorities have said the medical workers, teachers, and other risk groups will be the first to be inoculated. Belarus opposition candidate Svetlana Tsikhanouskaya said Tuesday that she fled to neighboring Lithuania after second night of post-election demonstrations in Belarus with clashes between protesters and police. Tsikhanouskaya, who rejected the official results that showed her losing to longtime President Alexander Lukashenko, said leaving Belarus was a difficult decision, but that she did so for the sake of her children. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is launching a week-long trip to Central Europe with a stop Tuesday in the Czech Republic, where he's scheduled to give a speech and have a dinner meeting with Foreign Minister Tomáš Petříček. The Secretary of State is also set to visit a museum commemorating the U.S. role in liberating the region during World War II. The top U.S. diplomat's trip comes as the Trump administration looks to confront Russian and Chinese economic and geopolitical competition in Europe. A week after tons of ammonium nitrate exploded and leveled Beirut's port, Lebanon's Prime Minister Hassan Diab announced his government's resignation as nearly 300,000 remain without habitable housing. The August 4th detonation at a port warehouse killed at least 163 people, injured more than 6,000, and destroyed swaths of the Mediterranean capital, compounding months of political and economic meltdown. The White House signaled Monday it was open to more negotiations with opposition Democrats on a coronavirus aid package and willing to spend more money to reach a deal. President Donald Trump signed executive orders on Saturday extending a portion of the expired benefits to millions of unemployed workers and deferring payroll taxes for many employed Americans. Lisa Mascaro from the Associated Press.
The president laid out his executive actions and memos over the coronavirus. He's become frustrated that the negotiations on Capitol Hill have stalled. And so he did want to show that he was taking action and working to provide some relief to Americans.
There was a bizarre scene in the White House briefing room yesterday as President Trump spoke with reporters. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president had only been at the podium a few minutes.
It looks like they're just about going to be topping records, hopefully soon. Excuse me?
A Secret Service agent abruptly escorted him out. The president was back 9 minutes later.
There was a shooting outside of the White House,
saying the Secret Service had shot a suspect who was taken to the hospital. The president had been taken to the Oval Office.
They just wanted me to step aside for a little while just to make sure that everything was cleared outside.
Asked if the incident rattled him.
Do I seem rattled?
Sagar Magani, Washington.
More than 734,000 people have died globally as a result of the COVID-19 virus. Now, that's more than 163,000 in the United States alone and more than 101,000 in Brazil. No other countries come close. The number of worldwide infections has hit another milestone, this time 20 million and climbing. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.